Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I was going to have Officer Jack McClam, the most highly decorated police officer in Phoenix, Arizona history, on with us for the full hour to talk about how the police now admit that they're doing martial law, live-action drills, swarming citizens, arresting hundreds of people, giving out thousands of parking tickets, saying that it's terrorism. We have billboards and signs and news articles. Police everywhere are now saying crime is terror, and then you don't get due process. But we're going to talk about that in the second half of this hour with him. In the first half of this hour, when he joins us in the next segment, let's go ahead and get him online. I want him to be able to talk to Gary Tallis, who got set up in New York, Diane Libson and Luke Radowski. But Diane Libson, I appreciate you holding while Gary and I and Luke were covering what happened. For stations that just joined us, New York Post, Fox News, they're all reporting the headline, Bush Basher Smashes Disabled Teen. Smashes. And then it just says that he brutally assaulted her like some type of wild vampire in her wheelchair. None of that's on the video, up to the point they smash the camera, they assault him. All the witnesses saw this. And we're going to get the CCTV camera. And the fact that the police would frame him. I mean, we have Luke with the police coming up saying he's got bombs and saying, we know you don't have bombs, but we're going to say you do. I mean, they now frame you on video. And the neocons are on these horrible sites like Free Republic and Michelle Malkin. I'm a conservative, you're not, and calling us liberals. And they're lying scum. They're calling for Gary. You know, they're saying hunt him down, attack him, kill him, beat him, hire the mafia. I mean, it's just they. And then we go to their site and say, hey, here's the video. And they just laugh and say, oh, you're scared now. And then Michelle Malkin says we need to be put in camps. And, I mean, they want our blood, folks. They hate this country. They are scum. And going to Diane Libson. Diane, what do you think of this? You were an eyewitness to all this.
I think that it just shows how desperate the Rupert Murdoch and media is, that they would accuse Gary of doing something that the lowest thug would not do. This is completely outrageous. Who, you know, stop and think about it. Would anybody really do something like that?
You know, that's a good point. This is like the fake CIA nerve gas puppy video they put out. It's like the fake incubator testimony, which they admit is fake, Saddam throwing babies out of incubators. But, I mean, this plays to the lowest common denominator.
Yes, and also, I witnessed this man's wife trying to tell her husband to stop beating up Gary. Now, if Gary had really assaulted this man's daughter, their daughter, she would not be asking her husband to stop beating Gary up.
Well, I want to go ahead and have this go to court. I don't want them to just drop this or have him plea out for, you know, for a misdemeanor. I want to make a big issue out of this. We'll make sure the money gets up there. We'll make sure we get the right lawyers. We just raised Selly like 10 grand. I want to thank the listeners for that. Selly Costello, I hope he gets it all. I'm sure he will. You know, the bottom line here is that, it's just incredible. We need to put her on the stand, put him on the stand, and then Michelle Malkin, Free Republic, Fox News, they all need to be sued. They are attacking us and then lying about us. This is classic injustice, is it not?
I'm just glad that Gary's not alone in this. I'm glad that Gary has a national movement and people who are concerned about him, because it's the people who are alone that they really prey on.
Well, in a nutshell, we're about to go to break. Come back with Officer Jack McClam. When we come back, and try to back off your phone. It's a little overdriven, Diane. We really appreciate you spending time with us. In 5 minutes when we get back, tell Jack McClam what you witnessed, what you saw happen. Then I want to get Officer Jack McClam, who's a real police officer, who makes our officers look good, not bad, get his take on this high treason. And then we'll get more from German Tallis, known as Gary, and Luke Radowski, WeAreChange.org. We are under attack, ladies and gentlemen. We have them on video with the police saying to Luke, we're going to frame you with bombs. Saying on video, with their faces, we're going to frame you. They think framing is that normal.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror.
Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens in up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not about a young man who's 145 pounds being attacked by a 400-plus pound man, 6'5", you know, probably 500 pounds, who's tied in with New York construction and the mayor and the World Trade Centers and the rest of it. We've confirmed that. Big construction deals, big Bush minion, Giuliani contributor. This is about frame-ups. When I was arrested in New York, didn't resist the police. When I got down to the precinct, they said, "What's he here for?" And the police all laughed and said he hit a cop. And they were setting me up, and I told them, "Look, I'm going to sue you. There's video of this. Please don't do it. Have some humanity." They dropped that. We have video of them walking up to Luke with police on video for standing with a sign saying World Trade Center 7 was a controlled demolition. And they say, "Larry Silverstein doesn't like you being here. We're going to say you got a bomb, and you'll go to jail for 30 days before they find out you're not." And then the thugs order the police to grab his camera. They grab it from him, but then for some reason they give it back and tell him to leave. I mean, it is Jack McClam, founder of Police and Military Against the New World Order, now around for almost 30 years. Your organization, most decorated police officer in Phoenix, Arizona history, cop of the year twice, until you found out about government drug dealing and violations of the Bill of Rights and the rest of it and went public. How do these police, more and more, we know all officers and all departments aren't like this, but more and more it's happening. You know, Dallas police throwing bags of chalk and nice cars and taking them, saying it's cocaine. How, I mean, I know they're criminals, but how do they just frame innocent people over and over and over again? I mean, this is just amazing.
Well, brother, they're being trained that way. I was a academy instructor for 5 years, and I saw this coming in that not only were they separating the police officers psychologically from the public by telling them that if you ever need help, a citizen will never help you, you can only trust other officers, but they were psychologically training them in the end justifies the means political philosophy. In other words, you can do anything at all, even criminal, as long as it promotes the end that you're after. And so I saw that before I was injured in the line of duty and had to take a medical retirement. And also, brother, we saw, myself and other officers, were watching the most insidious, the most criminal, the most evil officers being promoted up to the ranks, to the top of the department.
Here's an example. I have a friend who's a nice guy, no criminal record, manages a Home Depot. He's paralyzed from the chest down. And I had friends that went to the court case and saw the squad car video. He walks up and he says, "What are these?" And he says, "They're my hand controls." And the guy, you know, looks like he's in good shape. And the cop says, "Get out of the car." And he said, "Okay, I got to get my wheelchair out of the back. My wife has to get it." And he said, "I said, get out." And he literally grabs him. The guy's got huge arms, huge neck, you know, seething with we all know what.
Yeah.
He drags him out, slams him, beats him, you know, breaks things. And then he got promoted to commander.
That's right. That's right, brother. The criminals at the very top of our government want criminal judges. And so if you're a prosecutor and prove that you're willing to shoot your mother for a nickel and take bets on which way she'll fall, do anything criminal, you get promoted up to the judgeships. That's what Johnny Satan Sutton is trying to do, impress Bush enough to get a judgeship by running our Border Patrol agents into prison, railroading them. And we saw that in the Phoenix Police Department. Our chief of police was a murderer and got away with it. Ruben Ortega, Chief Ruben Ortega, was a murderer, and he got away with it, and he promoted up through the ranks the most evil, the most criminal police officers he could find, because at the very top of the system, the federal and even at the governorships of the states, they promote the most evil, most corrupt, and most criminal politicians.
Now, that's not just so they're criminals and will follow orders and do bad things. It's so if they ever need to burn them, they've also got dirt on them.
Right. Oh, yes. That's very true. Yeah, like they've just done to that one guy.
Okay, well, I want to bring up one lady. They've got three witnesses. She had a still camera, got a photo of them, of the cops having to restrain this huge individual who attacked him. And I want to bring up Diane Libson, who is one of the witnesses to what happened. Diane, in a nutshell, tell Officer Jack McClam what you witnessed and then now what the media is saying.
Okay. There was a small knot of people waiting for Barbara and Jenna Bush to come out of the 92nd Street Y. It was on a side entrance. Gary was exercising his right of free speech. He was talking to the crowd, and the crowd was rather hostile to him. But the most hostile with this man, I guess, in the blue jacket, who made threatening gestures at Gary, at one point even cocking his fist at Gary, and he had this sick little smile on his face, like he wanted, you know, he wanted violence. So then the Barbara and Jenna Bush got into their car. As they're walking into the waiting van, Gary mentioned something about 9/11 to him. Of course, he had to shout because they were, you know, we couldn't get that close to them. Okay, now it's all over, and everybody's kind of like walking away up the street. And I noticed that this man, instead of walking straight up the street, he's veering into the building where Gary is. Next thing I know, this man is shouting that Gary has touched his daughter, and he's pummeling Gary. He's pummeling Gary, you know, quite... he got in a lot of blows, and I did not see Gary be able to defend himself at all. He had Gary in a corner, like a doorway, so that Gary was kind of pinned in there. And, you know, I don't think Gary would have even had a chance to, like, you know, have the momentum to even be able to defend himself. This man's wife was saying to her husband, "Stop, stop, stop." So, of course, that, you know, that totally contradicts the story that she later told. Finally, the cops came. You know, within a pretty short period of time, the cops came. I noticed that the young lady in the wheelchair was hysterically crying. The cops, they took Gary, you know, they handcuffed Gary. I made it down to the precinct within about half an hour or 40 minutes of this event, and I see the man who assaulted Gary. He's in the lobby of the precinct, not back where Gary is, but he's in the lobby. The police are taking photos of him. He looked unharmed to me. I did not see any mark on him. The police are taking several photos of him. It felt like they were kind of sympathetic to him. That was just a subjective impression. And then this guy was free to go. You know, I waited 2.5 hours. I came in and I said I wanted to make a statement. They told me to wait. 2.5 hours later, they told me I couldn't make a statement. That's pretty much it.
Yes. Well, I suspect, as many times it's the case, that this big guy was an undercover cop there to promote some kind of violence or so forth, because they do that all the time in our gatherings. I was fired. One of the reasons, I was the most highly decorated officer, but I was also the most fired officer in the Phoenix Police Department, and one of the reasons was because I refused to go along with the fact that the new policy was that if you had a patriot get out of his car on a traffic stop or something, one of the cops there would fall down and faint like he had been pushed, and now you got now they can charge the patriot with a felony of pushing down the police officer.
Let's be clear, you were told to frame people.
Yeah, told to frame people, that's right. And things like you'd have a gun in your car out in plain sight, and when they pull you over, if they didn't like you, if you're one of these patriots, Christian patriots or something, they would say to themselves, and I was there, okay, we're going to say his jacket was under his gun and get him for a felony of carrying this gun concealed. And I'd say, no, you're not going to do that, because I'm going to tell. You know, I'm going to expose you if you do these things. And, of course, that led to one of my firings. And so today, this has been 20 years ago since I was a cop. So today, it's just, as I've seen and talked to police officers all across this country, it's just totally out of hand now that they've got the real criminals in uniform across America, and especially...
But, Jack, I mean, here's the question. How would a cop feel good about pulling a citizen over in Arizona, where as long as you have the gun out, it's legal? How do they all day and all night ruin lives with such enjoyment?
Well, it's the end justifies the means political philosophy that we're taught in the police academies, that we have to stop criminality, we have to stop the citizens. It's all the citizens' fault that crime is going up. They're out of control. We're here to control them. Our job is to control them. And sometimes we're going to be asked to do things you won't like to do,
Jack,
you won't want to do, but you have to do it, even if it's criminal, to stop this kind of corrosion of our system.
Now I've got Gary here with us. What advice do you have, Gary, in this process? Obviously, get the CCTV cameras. What else?
Yes, he needs a very good attorney, because what they're going to try to do, the criminal judges are promoted too on how criminal they are. They have them practice as a prosecutor, and they see if they're criminal enough and evil enough, and then they make them a judge. The judge is going to try to not allow that evidence in. So you need a very good attorney that's not going to side with the Bar Association and the judge for his career potential. And we do have some of these attorneys around the country that are brave enough to stand up to the criminal judge and the criminal prosecutor and fight for the client. And most of them will not. They want to be promoted up to judgeships themselves, so they're not going to go hard against the judge or the prosecutor in these cases when they try to throw out that evidence that you try to present, the camera,
okay,
the tapes, and so forth.
Stay there, Jack McClam. I want to come back in a final segment with Gary and Luke. Luke has now gone and confronted Lynn Cheney last night. And also, we've got another one of the BBC reporters that reported Building 7 was blown up before it fell. They've now been confronted by We Are Change England. We're playing the audio of that. It's up on Infowars.com right now. So much more coming up. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss.
Luke Brodowski, the person, of course, is being persecuted. Gary, you've got witnesses. You've got video up to the time he knocks it out of your hand. Go get the closed-circuit TV. I wouldn't even wait to try to get a subpoena. I would just go to the places and ask to look at it and be friendly. just amazing. Do you have any questions or anything for Jack McClam, because he's an expert on these type of issues, Gary or Luke?
Well, I guess it's all up to me getting a good attorney, and I'll have to do a lot of research. I think I have some information regarding this guy's criminal background. He has money laundering on his record, and he was involved in some city scandal. I just didn't have.
Let's say this: a guy by the same name who fits the description that's in Associated Press, it's in New York Daily News, and that we're investigating now.
Right. It seemed like open and shut case, but it's basically up to the attorney's, you know, style of presenting the evidence, which points to a clear frame up.
Jack McClam, how do you think this went? The cops just say this guy shouldn't protest, and that's not American, so we're going to frame him. I mean, how does that? You get beat up and you get framed.
Well, all the officers are going to lie on the witness stand and say that he threw a punch at him or tried to kick him or something in order for them to get away with beating him. I just want to say to these young men, gallant young men there, that if you can't get a great attorney to work with you, get one out of the state. Because what we found is the state attorneys all go to the same clubs, many times the Masonic Lodge with the judges, and they're all buddies, and the prosecutors and defense attorneys. And so you definitely, if you can, get one out of the state that has a license to practice in your state, so they're not a part of the good old boys club there. And also do a background check on this guy, who I suspect is a government agent that is the one that attacked him, you know, and that would be good if you could get that information to prove that he was a government agent.
You have no idea, Jack. We're not even going to say what we've already found on him.
Oh, okay. Good, good.
It's, and I believe the whole thing was a setup. They publicized that they were going to be there.
Yes.
And it's following an M.O. It's Rupert Murdoch papers, lying,
yes,
with staged events where We Are Change gets attacked. This is the second one in 1 week. Luke, there's no doubt that the second one in 1 week, the same M.O., being attacked, they are really scared of you guys.
They really are, and they have every reason to be scared of us because we're exposing their lie. And when we get rid of that lie, we have everything. They have everything to lose. And that's why we're going to keep it up, and that's why we're doubling our efforts, and that's why we got Gary Hart yesterday, and that's why we got Lynn Cheney yesterday, and we confronted both of them, and we're not going to stop. And that's why We Are Change UK just confronted the guy who reported on Building 7 being demolished 20 minutes before it was even demolished.
That's right. Yes.
And the reporter is now saying it is suspicious.
It is suspicious, and it's just crazy about how these people are liars. The mainstream media is lying. Gary did not curse.
And folks, let's be clear. Let's be clear here. We're not just saying they're liars. I mean, they're not just liars. They're liars that want to put innocent men in prison. Go ahead, Luke.
That's exactly what they're trying to do, and it's not going to work because we have the truth on our side. Look at the video yourself. Gary did not curse once. He told the guy to back off him. The guy keeps attacking him. And then it was not even reported by the NYPD that Gary assaulted a girl in a wheelchair. They got that all on their own. That was not even the case in the beginning. Where did they even come up with that? Who would hit a girl in a wheelchair, a disabled girl? That's the most sickening thing I ever heard in my life. I mean, this is just ridiculous what they're trying to set us up with. I mean, we're a nonviolent organization.
Jack,
we never curse. We're peaceful. And they're saying we hit a girl in a wheelchair. What kind of person would hit a girl in a wheelchair? This
well,
is
it doesn't matter. You have
him. I've heard in my life.
You have him assaulting the camera and breaking it, and then the rest of you have witnesses. Jack McClam, you were going to say something?
Yes, I say I do know that you may not attack that woman in a wheelchair, but the government has promoted these police officers up to where they will. They will assault her. So they make up these lies.
Tell you what, stay there, Jack. I want to finish up on the other side with all three of our other guests, and we're going to hold you over and get into these martial law drills. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. It's the one, the only GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Jack McClam is our guest. Police and Military Against the New World Order. We'll tell you about his radio show here on the network weeknights. Also about his powerful website. A lot of cops out there have probably been given Vampire Killer 2000, CD-ROM books, or the printouts. This is where they came from. Tyranny always comes to your door in a uniform. It can either be the best thing in your society, having good police, or it can be the worst thing, and generally it's the worst thing. And I hope the officers know you're having eugenics programs carried out against you. You're being poisoned in the water. You're being sprayed. You're being used. And I know a lot of cops are actually fans of the show and know the truth, but a lot of other ones are just these power-mad psychopaths, and they're recruiting them, as Jack said. In closing, with Gary Tallis, who was assaulted and set up and framed, Diane Libson and Luke Radowski, each of you, a two-minute closing statement. I appreciate all your time. Diane Libson?
I would like to, for this person who assaulted Gary to know that the New World Order does not care about his handicapped daughter, and the New World Order will sacrifice his handicapped daughter. I want him to know who he's defending.
Absolutely. That's a good point. Anything else, Diane, you want to make about what's happened here?
I guess I just want to thank you for having Gary on, and I want to thank anyone who will help Gary to fight this outrageous charge.
Well, we appreciate your courage. You know, we see the evidence of tyranny in the newspapers. We read about it in legislation. But I challenge listeners, go out there like Diane and others have done. See it for yourself. up close. Be persecuted. I mean, as Jesus said, it's a blessing. You really discover just how real it is. Jack is, I mean, can you elaborate on that point before we go to Gary and Luke and finish up with them? And then, of course, pray for Gary. His full name is German Talis. Because, I mean, you need to get out there on the streets to really experience it. I think a lot of people living in their houses, on their couches, have never really experienced this. They don't know how it's growing. How important is really experiencing this, Jack?
Well, it's very, very much so, brother, because if you're not being persecuted at this time in our society, you better check your parameters, because you're not getting the right things done. As God said in Matthew 5:11, blessed are ye when men revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil things against you falsely for my sake. So if you're not being persecuted at this time, you better check to see what you're doing, because anybody that's doing what God wants them to do at this time is going to have people, even their own family members, coming against them. And so I'm honored to know these guys there, and I would ask any attorneys out there listening to this program to please get a hold of them. If you can be unbiased and not side with the Bar Association and so forth, please get a hold of them, because they need some good attorneys that can go up against the evil judge and the evil prosecutor that are going to try to hold their evidence out of the jury seeing that evidence.
Absolutely. Diane Libson, thank you for your eyewitness testimony. Thank you for the photos you took of the police restraining the madman. Thank you for joining us. Let's go to Luke for a final statement, and then one from Gary.
I just wanted to say that this is an outright lie. It's slander and libel, what the provocateur attack on us is really. And it's just trying to destroy our name and our message and everything we've done for all 9/11 victims' family members, and all 9/11 sick and dying first responders, which we have been working tirelessly for. This is an outright lie. This is an outright slander. We will not be stopped. This will not work. The truth is on our side. We have everything.
By the way, the listeners of this show are the main contributors to WeAreChange.org. I went to New York last year, paid for everything on my side, and you know, helped contribute the $14,000 to the Feel Good Foundation. He's even given his own kidney. He lives in a tiny little hovel, John Feel. He gave a kidney to a first responder. He is a first responder, just a wonderful person. And so We Are Change paid for the buses to take them to congressional hearings. And then you saw the result of those. EPA comes out and says, the judges say Christina Todd Whitman knew it was deadly, but that she's immune. Bloomberg just admitted that people are dead and dying and being poisoned. And so Bloomberg has finally said they should be taken care of. That's a major victory, Luke. The majority
started those congressional hearings by confronting Dennis Kucinich, who was a presidential candidate, with David Miller, who was a sick and dying first responder. Dennis Kucinich heard us out, and now he's starting congressional hearings.
But what did you get? What do you get instead? You get slobs and corrupt cops coming over saying they're going to plant bombs on you and laughing at you. I mean, Jack McClam, this is disgusting, isn't it?
The status quo today, sadly, when I was on the police force, they started, I was real close to the recruiting area because I was an academy instructor, and they started screening out Christians. Anybody with high moral values, they would screen out of the recruitment process, and I had a lot to do with that because I was a born-again Christian and refused flat out to do anything immoral or unlawful or unconstitutional, and so that's right there in the Phoenix Police Department. They started ruling out anybody with a high moral character. They wouldn't hire them. So it's sad, but that's the status quo today.
And by the way, we're getting some feedback there. By the way, they also trick the officers. They say, you're a good man, aren't you? Would you do this to your wife, your children? They have them answer that 600-and-something question psychological evaluation that catches them in lies, that really finds out your true moral compass. And, I mean, I had the head of the Texas, he retired shortly after, the head of the Texas Federal Marshals, the whole division, it's actually several states, the area, and he told me, he said, don't become a cop unless you're a criminal. Now, that was in 19, 94 when I was in college, Jack. Why would the friends of my dad's patient, why would he ask me to come to the office when he heard that I was thinking about becoming a cop? It was just one of the things I was thinking about. Why would he ask that I meet with him and then spend 5 minutes with me telling me, don't become an officer unless you're a criminal? Why would he do that, Jack?
Well, I was injured in the line of duty in 86 and took a medical retirement, and it was going that way at that time. They were hiring criminals off the street to be cops. And so in 80 or 94, brother, I guess it's just showing what we know today to be true, that if you're a good, moral, upstanding person, you're not going to do well in law enforcement today. Now, let me say this. We have some thousands and thousands of good, moral, upstanding cops, but they don't go anywhere. They stay patrolmen. They don't get promoted. And it's sad, but that's the truth of the matter.
Well, you can see it. I'll go to events, no matter black, white, Hispanic, Asian, and the... You know, it seems even like the handsome, smart, friendly, smiley, you know, you can see the intelligence in their eyes. You can talk to them. They're patrolmen. And then it's a bunch of, on average, fat, crazy-looking, gang member-ish guys on top.
Yes, that's right. And that's what it is. I went to lunch with my dear wife yesterday, and I'm sitting in there, and in walks the... second in command of our sheriff's department here in Idaho County, and he's got an earring in and tattoos up and down his arms, big, heavy guy. And, I mean, he looks just like a guy out of prison. And I tell my wife about it. I said, man, if I were to guess, this guy's a felon and a... you know, and he's in the sheriff's department.
Well, we knew this 10 years ago, but now mainstream media admits this week masses of felons in police departments and the military. That's who they're looking for.
That's what they're looking for. And, Alex, I was told by one of our intel people 6 months ago that the real president of the United States, Cheney, and his puppet, Boy George Bush, are bringing back hardcore mass-murdering mercenaries from Iraq, that's just dressed up as Sunnis and blowing up Shiites and dressed up as Shiites and blowing up Sunnis in the community, killing them to start the civil war over there. They're bringing them back, one for each county in America to be over the county, to rule over the county, even over the sheriff in these counties. Of course, nowadays they're making
That's what the fusion centers do, and they, quote, said a CIA operative who will secretly coordinate the county. That's mainstream news.
That's it. That's it. And that's these hardcore mass-murdering mercenaries they're bringing back, these special forces guys from 40 different nations.
And by the way, there are hundreds of videos of them just sitting off the road shooting families for fun. Don't say that's good. Jack, I want to finish up with you. I'm going to let our guest go. Luke, anything else you want to add before we go to Gary?
Just pray for all the people listening to get involved. I pray for those police officers to do the right thing. The time is now. Let's do it now or never.
All right. Thank you so much. You know what, Luke? Real fast, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You confronted Lynn Cheney. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I calmly walked up to her, and I asked her if I could ask her a question. And then I said, I recently spoke to Norman Mineta, the former Secretary of Transportation, and on the morning of 9/11, he places you and Dick Cheney in the presidential bunker at 9:25 a.m., and at this point, she lifted at me. You could see fear in her eyes, and she just started running away like a little coward. Later, I came back to her, and again, I was like, Miss Lynn, please, the 9/11 victims' family members deserve to know what happened in that bunker on the morning of 9/11. And she just looked at me, and she just looked away.
Well, Hamilton, the head of the committee, admits that it's true that Cheney was there and lied about it, and Norman Mineta's reported, so we know they're lying. Luke,
and not only that, but you have Jason Burmes, who said yesterday because of Newsday that it was Dick Cheney who gave Rudolph Giuliani the warnings that the buildings were going to collapse.
Yeah, we got that in the new film we're making.
Exactly, and this is just ridiculous. And she doesn't want to answer those questions. She ran away from my questions. Why wouldn't she just talk to me? Why wouldn't she just clear everything
up? Now, listen, you're not suddenly confronting the Bush women because you're looking for trouble. They just happen to have come into New York. And I commend what you've done, but let me just tell you, you're playing with your life, Luke.
That's right.
They sent anthrax to the Inquirer just because they had them take photos of the daughters. Okay? I mean, I'm just telling you, this is one of the few things they will kill you in a New York minute. So I'm just going to tell you one more time, I'd stop it.
Yes.
All right, man, I'm following my heart here. I'm doing whatever my heart says is right.
I know. Well, I mean, if you, I understand. Look, Will, I commend what you're doing. I'm just saying they have these weird mafia rules where confronting the men is fine. Well, I mean, I'm going to pull the article up. Barbara Bush said 6 years ago, we have the it's on InfoWars. I remember writing the story. It's written by me. And I don't write many. I've probably written 100, whereas Paul writes 100 a month. And it's her on Larry King Live. She said, I want to tell everybody out there watching, do anything to my daughters, report on them, talk about them, we're going to kill you. And Larry King goes, what do you mean we're going to kill you? She goes, we're going to have you killed. So, I mean, they're criminals. They say on air we'll kill you.
Right.
They, I mean, you remember that, Jack.
And they mean it, too. I mean, that's exactly right from the heart of these people. These people are Satanists, and they don't have any rules they live by but evil, pure evil.
And they're into these family bloodlines thing. It's the only thing they care about.
That's right.
So just, and look, I'm not saying you're bad. I just, as a friend, have to tell you again, kind of like, you know, you're in dangerous waters, and I'm saying, danger, Will Robinson, danger, danger. Just understand that.
Hey, Luke, we're proud of you, very proud of you, but be cautious when you're messing with the women of these men, because they will kill you for that. They truly will.
Yeah, Lynn Cheney is a known criminal, though. I mean, she's
I understand.
Oh,
no, I understand. And they are political. They're out doing political things. They don't see it like that. Listen, Jack, how many of their maids, how many of their butlers, I mean, they're always finding them dead in Kennebunkport, Maine, and Virginia,
sure.
And Georgia, and Florida. I mean, they kill their help all the time. You better,
well,
I'm just...
Yeah, they see things and hear things, and they have to get rid of them then. Because these people are totally involved in criminal activity and evil and perversion and everything and child molestation and all those things, and these maids and servants see these things and they have to be gotten rid of.
Mm-hmm.
Look, we're not preaching at you, Luke. We love you. We're just Danger Will Robinson, that's all.
All right, I'll take that.
All right, brother, keep it up. How long till the video of Lynn Cheney's up?
We're working on a lot of videos. I can't say, possibly next week.
All right, get some sleep, my friend. Amazing person, Luke Radowski. Look what he has started. Look what he has done, Jack. I mean, those guys are having a huge effect.
So honored to know him. I mean, it's just great. I love Americans that are activists and are willing to put it all on the line. Yes,
Gary.
Like you, Alex. Like you, for example.
Well, I love knowing you too, my friend. We're all together in this. Gary, final comments, the guy being set up by these criminals.
Yeah, so these guys are just actually, like, doing us a favor. They're the ones providing the fuel for us to actually keep going and exposing them. Without them doing this, we wouldn't be able to prove who they really are. And it's us having to be, you know, we have to be men and go through these situations in order to become stronger. And that is exactly even the point of Christianity. You have to pick up your cross, and you have to sacrifice yourself for greater good. That's the only way you could grow in this world. And it's basic physics. What comes up must come down. These guys are coming down very hard. They know it. They live in the shadows. They live in the dark. They creep. They slime. And basically, I shine light on them. They run away and scatter. And this is going to keep going. I mean, they could win for a little bit, but it's going to topple up on them. I mean, they themselves have different factions fighting with each other. They don't have any rules. And they're going to wind up destroying each other. And that's just a fact. Basically, we are very strong because they are very corrupt, and we're taking their power away from them, or we're trying to get into something very positive and taking our country back, and they are petrified and they're scared.
Well, Jack, there is suddenly all over Austin and other cities I go to, anti-New World Order graffiti is everywhere, on people's houses, their cars, on, you know, people themselves. I wouldn't even call it graffiti. I'm seeing rebellion everywhere. I'm hearing it everywhere. And I do think the New World Order realizes that they've gone too far and that they have been revealed.
I think you're right, brother. They're running scared, and they're trying to get this next false flag bombing of America accomplished in probably 3 cities, it looks like, so that the people are absolutely fear-struck and will go along with martial law, and then it's all over. There's no Bill of Rights, no First Amendment, no nothing, and... they're trying to push that as fast as they can so that we lose, you know. So I ask the people to pray constantly that God gives us more time and stays their hand and confounds them and doesn't allow them to pull off this next false flag bombing that'll put us immediately under martial law and end the First Amendment, because we're winning. And praise God, there's a more and more activists like this all the time rising up and taking on this Antichrist world government system, and it's scaring them to death. They're trying to move as fast as they can.
And some of us will lose the battles, but we're going to win the war with God's help in the end. We know that.
That's right. Amen. Yes.
They are going to fall. They are going to fail. And, Jack, you've got a lot of intel sources in military and in law enforcement. In the next segment, I want to get your analysis on what we're facing, what they're gearing up for, these martial law drills they're doing all over the country, calling all crime terror, randomly searching people on street corners. Gary, we're with you, my friend. Take care.
Thank you. God bless, Alex. I'm with you, too. We're with each other.
God bless you. Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-USE-SFR1 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not enough that they beat up a young man that didn't do anything but ask a question. They set him up and claimed he attacked somebody in a wheelchair. Big article up on PrisonPlanet.com. Neocons urge violence against framed activists. Right next to that story, outspoken Arizona senator questions 9/11 official version of events. We're going to be getting her on. Going to have Jack McClam with me a little bit into the next hour. Then we got William Lewis of Washington, You're Fired, popping back in. Does a Stiglitz Nobel Prize winner popping in as well. Controversial historian Michael Hoffman, former Reuters writer. Well, for a bunch of big publications. Going back to Jack, I know you probably saw it last week and the week before that, all over the country, we have the police press release, what they called terrorism sweeps. And then it says, they say, we were out fighting terrorists. That's anyone with drugs, guns, or traffic violations. And then it listed how they gave out thousands of different tickets to people. It was in the Tennessee papers, other papers. I saw it happening in Austin before I even saw it in the news and knew it was some type of sweep. What is going on here?
That was Operation Sudden Impact. And it's happening all over the country, Alex. We hear from our law enforcement people, federal, state, and local, here at our two police and military associations. And everything now is geared towards martial law and anti-terrorism.
By the way, the police are saying that in news articles.
Oh, yes, they are. And what this does in these news articles is
acclimate.
It keeps the terror fill. It keeps the terror in the minds of all Americans. And they say, oh, good, they're practicing anti-terrorism in our town and so forth, because it just scares them when they see that word terrorism, and they keep it in there, and the people seem to go along with it today. But, of course, more and more people are waking up, especially our soldiers, brother. We're hearing from more of our soldiers all the time that are really, really upset because they're supposed to be in Iraq, bringing freedom to the Iraqis, and their relatives, moms and dads and wives and all, are writing to them in Iraq and telling them how that we're losing our freedoms here, and they're locking us down under this anti-terrorism facade. And many of our soldiers are getting very, very upset about this.
Well, Jack, I mean, how obvious is it when it's 50 federal agencies in one city randomly searching cars and taking you to jail or giving you tickets, and then they put up billboards saying crime is terror, that's the newest thing. I mean, this whole attack pattern is for the people. The border's wide open, but cops are saying, line up against the wall, we're going to search you. And then all,
right.
I mean, it's just in your face.
That's very true, brother. It's a fraud, and it's a fake, because as you know, our own government blew us up on 9/11. That and the Mossad, the CIA and the Mossad are the ones that did it, put that together. And it's amazing how they're using all of this to put us under martial law as we speak, without even saying you're under martial law. We're coming under martial law.
That's right. We're getting nighttime curfews for adults all over. Stay there, Jack. I want to get your take on Rush Limbaugh. He has come out and called for riots. We have an audio clip. Jack McClam, Police and Military Against the New World Order. We'll give you his website, his radio show, of course, his weeknights here on the Genesis Network as well.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.